Shalom to all. Today's daf is about Basar Daf Pei Tes. We are starting about the third line with a quote from the Mishnah. Malkam Shadon Gulam and Begasav Hulu. And today's daf is sponsored Lilu Nishmas Marsh Mirim Sar Basar Yaakov Moshe. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. And we begin with a parenthesis mentioning a number of things that we're going to be talking about in the Gemara. Simon in Ma'anim Ben Gudchen Bargadamim Ubelitra Shloisha Aser Nefesh Mishkalis Machak Ave Loitasu Loyase. And now in the Gemara we're going to have more than 10 brises discussing multiple things regarding measurements. So here's our first one. Tanabon, we have a brisa Minayche in Machim Malkam Shigudchen Ve'in Gudchen Malkam Shemachim. How do we know that if this is a place where they're gaidesh, they make sure to heap the measurement, the one is not allowed to be meichek, he's not allowed to smooth it out, and the same is true the other way around. If the minig is to be meichek, to smooth it out, that he's not allowed to heap it up. Tam lam, because the pasuk says eifa shlema, it has to be a full eifa, full measurement. And when anshim amar, how do you know that if the proprietor said harini meichek makim shigadchim, I'm going to smooth it out, even though it's a place where they heap it, I'm just going to subtract some of the money that he owes me because I'm giving him less than normal, or he says harini gaidesh makim shemachim, I'm going to heap it in a place where they usually smooth it out, ulahaysif aladamim, and I'm going to just charge him a little bit more, that we do not listen to the proprietor, because the pasuk says, and that tells us he has to keep it exactly to the same measurement. We don't want people to get confused, and there's going to end up being dishonesty over here. On to another brisa, we have this in the Mishnah. Machrin means where they add more onto the scale itself, tipping it to the benefit of the customer. So how do we know the one is not allowed to be ma'ayin? He's not allowed to measure it precisely. If it's a place where the minig is to be machriya, and he's not allowed to do the other way around as well. If the minig is to keep it precise and even, he's not allowed to be machriya it. Because the pasuk says Evan Shlema, it has to be Shalem. How do we know that? Let's say he said, I'm going to do it precise, even though this is a place where they usually tip it in favor of the customer. I'm just going to subtract some of the money. I'm not going to charge him full price. Or if he said, I'm going to tip it, even though this is a place where it's usually precise. I'm just going to add on to the money that he owes me. That we don't listen to him. Because the pasuk says Evan Shlema, Vitzedek, it has to be Tzedek. And Amar Misura, he has a little bit of a josh out of this. The pasuk tells us, now, literally, this means you shouldn't have something dishonest in your house. But he's understanding it as if you do not have money in your house, matam, why would that be? Mishum, because of the continuation of the pasuk, eifa ve'eifa. You have two different types of measurements, big and small. Again, the pasuk is saying, don't have two different types of measurements in your house, big and small. And Rabbi Yehuda is learning it to tell us that the reason why you don't have money is because you have a large and small measurement, and when you're buying, you use a large measurement, and when you're selling, you use a small measurement, and that's dishonest. And similarly, when the pasuk says, lo yelecha b'kischa, Rabbi Yehuda understands it to mean that if you do not have money in your wallet, matam, why would that be? Mishum evan va'oven, because you have two different types of weights, large and small, and again, you use them dishonestly. Aval, rather, what should you do? Evan shlema v'tzedek, if you have evan shlema v'tzedek, so then, yielach, you're going to have money. And also, the pasuk says, eifa shlema v'tzedek, what does that tell us? Yielach, if you keep a proper eifa, you're also going to have money. On to another brisa, Tan Rabbanan. It says in the pasuk, yielach, melamed shemamidim argadamim l'midos, ve'im amidim argadamim l'sha'arim. We learn from here that we will appoint agardamim, which are basically officers or policemen. They go around to the stores to make sure that people's measurements are proper and that they're not cheating their customers. However, we do not appoint these agardamim for sha'arim, for the price of any given item on the market. We actually don't mind if store owners are going to price gouge, because there's definitely going to be at least one or two store owners that say, hey, I don't have enough money, I'm just going to sell for cheap so people come to me to buy their wares. And then other store owners are going to say, look, we can't sell really expensive because everyone's just going to go to that guy. So there's no reason to appoint policemen to regulate the prices. They're naturally going to be regulated on their own. Now, the main asiya, the house of the nasi, which is really referring to the Reish Galusa, Akimar Gadamim, Bein Lamidas, Bein L'Sha'arim, they appointed these regulators for both the Midas, the measurements, and for the Sha'arim, for the prices. Now, normally Shmuel Akarna, Shmuel told Karna, Paik Tani Luhu, go out and teach them, Mamidim Argadamim L'Midas, Ve'en Mamidim Argadamim L'Sha'arim, that we only appoint these regulators for Midas and not for Sha'arim. Nothing Darsh Luhu, Karna went out and darshan for them, the Mamidim Argadamim, Bein Lamidas, Bein L'Sha'arim, not listening to Shmuel. So Armalay, Shmuel told him, Mashimcho, what's your name? Karna, that's your name? Typically, Karna Be'ene, a Karen, a horn, should come out in his eye. He's really speaking directly to Karna, and Nafakle Karna Be'ene, a Karen, which means some sort of growth grew in Karna's eye because of this. Now the Gemara just asks, V'iu Kaman Savar, who did Karna hold like? Why did he not go like Shmuel? The answer is, Kiyada Amarayim Barachama Amar Yitzchak, it's like the following, Mamidim Argadamim, Bein Lamidos, Bein L'Sha'arim, that we will appoint these policemen to regulate both the Midos, the measurements, and the Sha'arim, the prices. Why is this? Mnei Ramayim, because of Ramayim. We're afraid that a store owner is going to wait till everyone else sells their produce and their stuff, and then he's going to jack his prices really high, and that's not fair because of these people, these Ramayim, that's why they would appoint agardamim even for sha'arim. And onto another brisa, Tan Rabbanan, Hayim Bakish Menu Litra. Let's say a customer walked into the store and asked for a measurement of a litra. Shagalai litra, he has to weigh out for him a litra. Chatzi litra, if he asks for half a litra, shagalai chatzi litra, he has to measure that out for him. Reveal litra, if he asks for a quarter of a litra, shagalai reveal litra, he has to measure that out for him. The Gemara asks Makamashmon, what's this coming to teach us? The answer is Dimitakninon Mitkali ad hachi, that we set weights up until here. In other words, a store owner or proprietor is not allowed to say, I'm not measuring out something so small just to reveal litra for you. The brisa is telling telling us he does have to measure such a thing out. And onto another braisa, Tana Rabbanan, Ha'imavakish menu shloisha rivei litra. Let's say the customer asked for 3/4 of litra of meat. Let's say lo yomer loy. He's not going to tell the store owner shkoyli shloisha rivei litra achas achas. I want you to measure out for me 3/4 of litras one after another. 1/4 plus 1/4 plus another one is 3/4. He's not allowed to say that. Ella rather, what does the store owner do? Shloisha litra. He puts a full litra on one side of the scale. Umeneich rivei litra im habasar, and then he puts a 1/4 of a litra on the other side of the scale with the meat, and that turns out to be 3/4 of a litra of meat and another 1/4 of a litra of weight, balancing out the full litra on the other side. Now, why is this? Why can't he ask for 3 individual 1/4 litra measurements? And that's because, as we've been saying, that the store owner always has to add on a little bit more. Well, if he's measuring out 3 individual 1/4 litras, that means every single 1/4 litra that he's measuring has to have a little bit more added on. That means the customer is going to be receiving a lot extra, as opposed to if he just measures out one piece of meat, which is 3/4 of a litra, he only has to add on a little bit to that, and then that's not going to be a big loss for the store owner. And something similar onto another braisa, Tana Rabbanan, we have a braisa, Ha'imavakish menu eser litrin. Let's say the customer wants 10 litrin. Lo yomer loy, he's not going to tell the store owner, shkoyli achas achas, I want you to measure out 1 liter at a time, v'chriya, and every single litra, you have to tilt the scale in my favor. Ella, shkoyli loy kulon v'as achas, he has to measure all them out in one shot, v'noysan achriya echa l'kulon, and he only has to tilt the scale once for all them together. And another braisa, Tana Rabbanan, nefesh moiznayim tuluya ba'avir gimel tvachim. The nefesh of the scale has to be hung 3 tvachim in the air, or v'gvayim in ha'aretz shloisha tvachim, is 3 tvachim above the ground. Now, what's this nefesh moiznayim? So if you just take out a piece of paper and draw a basic balance scale for yourself, you're going to have the nefesh, which is the core point of the scale. In official scale lingo, it's called the fulcrum, F-U-L-C-R-U-M, and this is basically the point where everything is balanced on. We have the main vertical pole of the scale, which is holding everything up, and then we have the horizontal pole, which is what the 2 trays of the scale are attached to, and everything, again, is all connected at this nefesh, so we're saying that this nefesh in the moiznayim, the soul of the scale, if you will, if it's being hung from the ceiling, it has to be 3 tvachim off of the ceiling, and if it's standing on the ground, it has to be at least 3 tvachim off of the ground. This is because, as we said, a little bit always has to be added on to tip the scale in the customer's favor, and we just have to make sure that the scale is not going to touch the floor when it's being tipped. And therefore, for this type of scale, which the Gemara is going to describe at the end, what we're referring to, it has to be at least 3 tvachim off of the floor or the ceiling. Now the passage just continues, V'kanu misna shala, the horizontal beam of the scale, and the misna, which are the strings and the ropes, all together they have to be 12 tvachim, 12 tvachim. And that way it's going to be perfectly balanced, and when something's put onto this scale, it's going to tip exactly the way we want it to. If it's too short or too long, it's not going to weigh things properly. Now, v'shal tzamar v'shal zagagin, what about if it's a scale that's used to measure wool or glass? Tuli ba'aver shnei tvachim, it has to be hanging only 2 tvachim off the ceiling, v'gavayim in art shnei tvachim, or if it's standing, it only has to be 2 tvachim off the ground, v'kanu misa shalad test tvachim, and the horizontal beam, and the strings all together have to be 9 tvachim long. V'shal chen v'nishal ba'al bayis, what about a scale used by a regular storekeeper or by a regular homeowner? Tuli ba'aver tefach, it only has to be a tefach off the ceiling, v'gavayim in art tefach, or a tefach off the ground, v'kanu misa shalad shisha tvachim, and the pole and the ropes are 6 tvachim length. V'shal tertani, and if it's a scale used by a tertani, which is basically a person who sells silver and gold and precious metals, tuli ba'aver shalash etzbais, it only has to be hanging 3 fingers off of the ceiling, v'gavayim in art shalash etzbais, or 3 fingers height off the ground, v'kanu misa shalad in yedea, and I don't know how long the kanu misna have to be. Now we just clarify, v'el hach kamaisa demai, what's the first scale that we mentioned talking about? What is it being used to sell? We said it has to be 3 tvachim off of the ground, and the kanu misna have to be 12 tvachim. What exactly is this very large scale selling? And the answer is, Paytas Amar Beis on top, Amar Papa says, the grimy, it's referring to heavy metals such as copper or iron, things that iron and blacksmiths use, and they sell in large quantities. That's what we use this large scale for. Now, Amar Mani Rapata, she explains, Kedek Sha'orul Inyan Yisuron, the same way that we gave these measurements in regards to Isser, that this is not considered a proper scale if it doesn't have these proper measurements, Kach Amar Inyan Tumason, so too it said in regards to their Tumah, namely, if the scale is not built properly, it's not considered a kli and it can't be Makabal Tumah. Now, the Gemara just asked on one part of the Brai, so Mike Mashmon, what's the Chiddush? Tanina, we already learned this. The string that the scale of the chen we were balabayas hangs from, tefach, has to be a tefach. So what's our brassa telling us that for? We already have this. And the answer is, we need the brassa to tell us about the kan and the misna, that wasn't taught, so that's why we need it in our brassa. And Tana Rabbanan, we have another brassa. We're not going to make a weight that's going to be used on a scale. Loishal bats, not out of tin. Loishal avar, not out of lead. Loishal gistroin, not out of mixed metals. Loishal sharmina metachas, not out of other metals as well. And that's because all these eventually corrode, and even though the weight on it says that, let's say it's 1 pound or 1 kilo, since it's corroded, it's not actually that weight, and therefore we can't use any of these things. Aval oisa hu shel tsunma, he either has to make it out of stone, v'shal zchuches, or out of glass, because these things remain a constant weight and don't get rubbed out. And Tana Rabbanan, we have another braisa. Ein oisa na machak, this machak, which is used to smooth out a measurement, it's not going to be made shel delas, out of a gourd. Why is that? M'nei shu kal, because it's too light, and when he tries to smooth out the measurement, it's not going to really smooth out properly. properly, and that means a customer is going to be receiving more than he really should. And it's not going to be made out of metal either, because it's too heavy, and he's going to end up smoothing out too much, causing the customer to receive too little. He either should make it out of olive wood, or out of walnut wood, out of sycamore wood, that's a proper girsa, or out of boxwood. And on another rice, this mechak, this thing that's used to smooth out the measurement, is not allowed to be made as follows: one side thick and one side thin, meaning one narrow and one wide. And that's because he could really put the thin side into the grain really solidly and smooth it out very well. And that's going to turn out to be a loss for the customer and a benefit for the store owner. And the thick one does not go in so good. So if he's buying and he's using the thick side, so then it's not going to smooth out the measurement so much. And the customer is going to turn out to gain from this, and the seller is going to turn out to lose. So therefore, it has to be even on both sides. Furthermore, loyim chag basachas, he's not to smooth out the measurement all in one shot. If he smooths it all in one shot, that's no good for the meicher, and it's good for the lekeach, because it doesn't really smooth out everything so good, and it's going to turn out the lekeach is receiving more than it really should. And v'loyim chag matmat, he shouldn't smooth it out little by little. Shoral lekeach v'yafel meicher, that's no good for the lekeach, because it smooths out too much, and it's better for the meicher. And al kulon, in regards to all these halachas, Amar Yechem Zakeh said, Oili im oimer, oili im loy oimer. Woe to me if I say them over, and woe to me if I don't say them over. Im oimer, if I say them and I tell them to everybody, then we have a problem. Shalmi yom du'ar mine. Maybe swindlers are going to learn from this, and they're going to say, wow, what a great idea. I'm going to make my machak narrow on one side and wide on the other, or I'm going to do it all in one shot, or do it very slowly. Vim loy oimer, but if I don't teach this over, shalmi yom du'ar mine, maybe the swindlers are going to say, Ein talmid chacham bekin masi yadenu, the talmid chachamim don't know what we do, and all these rabbis have their heads in the clouds, and they don't realize what we're doing, and so we're going to be able to get away with it. And we need to know that the Ramayim really know what we're up to. So Yibayelu, that's the following question. Amra, Eloi Amra. Bottom line, did Rabbi Yechem Zakkai teach this over or not? As Amr Shmuel Yitzchak, he answers, Amra, Rabbi Yechem Zakkai did say it over. He taught these halachas. And Mahaikra Amra, he based himself off of the following pasuk, Ki Sharm Deke Hashem. Hashem's ways are straight. V'tzadikim Yalchubam, and tzadikim, they're going to go in them. They're going to learn what not to do. And Upaishim Yikashlubam. People are Upaishim, Ramayim, swindlers, cheaters, and liars. They're going to stumble in the ways of Hashem. They're going to learn how to cheat. And there's nothing we could do about it. And moving on to another brayza at Tana Rabbanan. It says in the pasuk, Lo yisasu avo mishpat b'mida b'mishkol m'sura. Don't be twisted in judgment with mida, mishkol, and m'sura. Now, what's this referring to? So b'mida zumididas karka. This has to do with measuring land. Shaloyim doid l'echad m'esachama u'lechad m'esagishamim. If one person is measuring land for two people, for example, partners who are splitting it, or brothers who are splitting a yerusha, he's allowed to measure for one during the summer and the other during the winter. During the summer, the rope that he uses is a little bit shorter because it's dry and cracked, and therefore the person's not going to get a full measurement of land. Whereas during the winter, the rope is wet and stretches more, so even though he's using the same rope, the other guy is going to get more land. And that's what the pasuk means. Don't do avul mishpat when we're talking about midah, a length measurement. Now the pasuk also says b'mishkal. What's this referring to? Shaliyat b'mishkal esav melach. A person's not to put his weights in salt. That makes them heavier than what's actually written on them, and that's dishonest. That's what the pasuk is telling us not to do. And b'mesura, what does this mean? Shalayar siach. He's not allowed to pour liquid measurement in a way that it's going to foam. It's kind of like when you go into 7-Eleven, you buy a super big gulp with Coke in it. You make sure that when you're filling it up, that there's no foam on top, because then when you walk out of the store, all of a sudden you're missing a whole quarter of the cup. You want to make sure it goes all the way to the top, and that's what mesura is. When you're pouring for a customer, you have to make sure that there isn't any foam on top, because when he walks out, that foam's going to go down, and it turns out that he's receiving less than he really paid for. And the kal v'chomer, we learn a kal v'chomer from here. Uma mesura, just like when we're talking about a mesura, she echad mishloishim v'shisha b'loig. That's 1/36th of a loig. That's a very small measurement. Hikbidal of Tyra, the Tyra is makbid. You have to make sure not to make it foam. Kal v'chomer, we draw kal v'chomer to larger measurements. Lehin, ulchatzi hin, ulshlishisa hin, urviyasa hin, uloig, ulchatzi loig, urviyas, chatzi tuman, v'uchla. Namely, when measuring any of these things out, a person has to make sure that they're precise and he doesn't cheat even in the slightest amount. And Amar Yehuda Ravi tells us, also Adam Shiasha Midcha Seira or Yaseir B'Sech Beisai, it is also for a person to have a measurement in his house which is missing a little bit or it's too big. And Mafil he Avit Shal Meimer Aglayim, even if he's not using it to measure anything, he's just using it as a urinal. Still, he's not going to have such a measurement in his house because maybe he's going to end up using it for measuring things, and then there's something to be dishonest about this. However, Amar Papa tells us, Amar, this is only said El Ba'Asu Dole Chasimi. That's only in a place where measurements weren't officially stamped by the government. Al Ba'asu Dole Chasimi. If it's a place where all measurements have to be officially stamped by the government, Eloi Chazi Chasima, Loi Shakil. If a person wants to buy something, doesn't see that the measurement being used is stamped by the government and has an official approval, doesn't have a hechsher, so it's not going to be used, and there's no problem. And furthermore, Ba'asu Dole Chasimi Nami, even if it's a place where measurements are not officially stamped, Loi Amun, it's still not a problem. El Doi Mahandasi, that's only if there are not surprise inspections by government inspectors. Aval Mahandasi, but if there's going to be surprise inspections, that Pitom one day the government inspectors are going to walk into his store checking out all of his measurements, then less. But we also don't have a problem because he's always going to be afraid to hold on to something which is dishonest. However, the Gemara says, Velohi, this is really not true. Zimn de Mikri Banashmashis, sometimes it's going to happen Banashmashis Erev Shabbos, Umikri Vishakil, and it's going to turn out that he's going to use it. And he's not going to be afraid of the government government inspectors are going to come by, or even if it doesn't have an official stamp, everyone's for lachatz, the Erev Shabbos, and they really need to have their stuff measured out for them. And so we're afraid a person's going to end up using this measurement in such a situation. And therefore, what Rabbi Yehuda said Rava holds true, a person is not allowed to have a midah chasera or yesera in his house whatsoever, even if he usually does not use it for measuring. Just like this, even if he's just going to be using it as a urinal. Now talking about other measurements, Avol, the Brisa continues, Isahu saw, he makes a measurement of a saw, tarkov, or a measurement of a tarkov, which is the combination of the words trey and kav, two kav and another kav, which basically a tarkov is three kav, v'chatzi tarkov, half of a tarkov, which means it's one and a half kav, v'kav, this is the measurement of just a kav, v'chatzi kav, this is half a kav, v'roiva, a quarter of a kav, v'tumon, an eighth of a kav, v'chatzi tumon, a half of an eighth of a kav, which is a 16th, tzadi amraf on top, v'uchla, an uchla. We just pause and ask, v'kami uchla, how much is an uchla? Echad mechamisha b'rvia, it's 1/5 of a quarter of a kav, basically meaning a 20th of a kav. Now the Brass continues, umidas halach, when we're talking about liquid measurements, hu oise, he makes the following, hin, v'chatzi hin, ushlisha sahin, urvia sahin, v'loig, v'chatzi loig, urvias, ushminis, v'echad mishmaida mishminis, 1/8 of an eighth of a loig, v'zeo kurtov, that's called a kurtov. It sounds like Mara just asked in the first part of the Brass, so 11, nami kabayim, why not make a measurement of 2 kav? If we have a measurement of 3 kav and 1 and a half kav, why not make one of 2 kav? And the answer is because asi lechlufi b'tarkov, he might end up getting it confused with the tarkov measurement, which is the 3 kav one, and then there's going to be a dishonest business dealing here. The Gemara says, if that's true, almato inchi tilsa, that means that people make a mistake by a third. From 2 kav to 3 kav is a mistake of a third. And ihachi, if that's so, kav nami loyli avid. A person shouldn't be allowed to make a measurement of a kav either, da asi lechlufi b'chatzi tarkov, because a person's going to mistake this with a chatzi tarkov, which is 1 and a half kav, and that's also a discrepancy of a third. So why is one allowed to make these two measurements of 1 and a half kav and 1 kav? They might get mixed up with each other. So Gemara says, you're right. We have a different answer. El kabayim, hainu tamid loy avid, the reason why one's not allowed to make a measurement of 2 kav, da'asi l'chufe b'chatzi tarkav, because he might end up getting confused with the one below it, the one that's 1 and a half kav. So Gemara says, if that's so, almatai inchi riva, that means a person will make a mistake with a quarter, meaning if there's a difference of a quarter between these two measurements, a person will make a mistake. And then once again, there's going to be a dishonest transaction over here. And yachi, if this is really so, chatzi tumon v'ochla loyli avid, a person should be able to make a chatzi tumon and a ochla, because over here we have a discrepancy of less than a quarter, and they might make a mistake. And so Amar Papa, Papa says, over here we have no issue. Midas ketanus bekiva hu inchi, people are experts in small measurements. When we're talking about big measurements, 3 kav, 2 kav, 1 and a half kav, people will get confused. But small measurements, a 16th of a kav or a 20th of a kav, people do not get confused between those very small measurements, and therefore we don't have a problem. Now we just have one more question of the sort. Shlisha sahin, revia sahin, loli avid, a person should not be allowed to make a third of a hin measurement and a quarter of a hin measurement, because over here also we have a discrepancy of less than a quarter, and people are going to get confused. And the answer is, since we have such measurements in the base of Mikdash, we know that for the Nesachim, the wine libations, sometimes we use a third of a hin, sometimes a quarter of a hin, so therefore even just a regular homeowner or store owner is allowed to have such a measurement. Ask the Gemara of Mikdash Nami Ligzer. It should be the other way around. They should make the Gzeira in the base of Mikdash that we're not allowed to have such measurements. And the answer is that no, Kahanim's reason, Hain, the Kahanim are very conscientious, they're very aware and careful of what they're doing, and therefore we don't have a problem in the base of Mikdash, which means with Mela, we also don't have a problem in a regular store or home. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continuing to talk about measurements. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.